Okay. This is Kyle Munley from Savudu, and you're listening to Nutty Bites.
Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is the second episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge for 2015. I am Nuke Jess, and with me today I have...
Jason.
Of the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. Hey, Jason.
Hi. Aren't you doing this a little late? Like, it's like what? It's what, 10 o'clock your time?
Yeah, that's kind of like when I do stuff. I do stuff late. Plus, it was thundering and lightning and trees were falling down all afternoon. So when I had planned to do this, it was not when I was actually doing this.
Really?
Yeah, so, it's still thundering, but it's not as bad.
Well, that's good. Like, it's been fantastic here. Like, we haven't had any bad weather for a week or so, which
is
great.
You doomed yourself.
I know, right? But I mean, we for like almost 2-3 weeks straight, we just kept getting thunderstorms and rain and more thunderstorms. So I was like, man, that sucks. Yeah. And I had to deliver mail on that crap.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about... Okay, so my listeners are pretty familiar with you because you've been on the show quite a bit. This is Jason. He loves anime and bad movies.
I know.
But some of the listeners of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge may not know who you are. So we do have to fill them in on everything. But you just started carrying mail for the United States Post Service.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Man, okay. It's hard. Like, if I don't know what I thought this job was going to be like, but I didn't think it was going to be this. And we don't have to memorize all the addresses and like, but you have to learn to recognize patterns. And I have a route that is, okay. Sorry, the way they do things is really weird. Like, we don't get paid by the hour because we're rural carriers. City carriers do, but rural carriers don't. We get paid on an average basis. Basically, they come in one day and they'll do a mail count. And they'll say, okay, after we counted this out and estimated everything, it should take you, 8.8 hours to do your route. And so, if you're a main carrier, that means you work 5 days or 6 days a week, depending on if you have an alternate. I'm an alternate. So my mail guy, if he didn't have me, he'd work six days straight, and they'd say 8.8 hours a day is what he should be working. Mm-hmm. As we all know, that is well over 40 hours. Something like, I think it's like 52 or something, it's up in the 50s. And what they say is, as long as he doesn't go over actually working 40 physical hours, they will pay him for his averaged out hours, meaning if he works 6 days and he still stays under 40, they'll pay him for as if he worked 6 days of 8.8 hours.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The negative about that is you don't get overtime. You just get paid. You get paid your straight hours. And if you do go over 40, you get paid 40 hours plus your time and a half. So to make up for that, or to make more money than you would if you were under 40, you'd have to work actually 8.8 hours a day.
Right.
To actually make up for it. And technically, you'd actually come out ahead if you did that. But they kind of frown upon that. And I explain that because they also base it on your route size. My route is 8.8 hours, meaning I've got over 700 some mailboxes. And that's, so basically that's 700 different houses I have to cover in about 35 miles. My route's small distance wise, but it's very dense.
So wait, and so you're rural though. Like, do you deliver to each of the houses?
Yes. The way it works is, for rural carriers, generally the mailboxes are not attached to houses like city carrier. Like city carriers actually walk up and down, miles and miles of blocks in a neighborhood or neighborhoods and deliver mail that way. We drive around in our own vehicles, and for rural carriers to be able to deliver, the mailbox has to be in a place where we can reach it. Generally, it's just along the road, because these places we deliver generally don't have sidewalks, you know, and they may, some of them, I know I have one area, it's called Keenwarren. It's actually towards the end of my route, and it has no paved road. It's just dirt and gravel. And I have to, and I've got like, I want to say 30 to like 20 or 30 houses on that road. And see, most of the
up here, rural areas, we don't have mail to our house. We'll have collection stations. So, like, we'll have to walk down a couple of blocks, and there'll be a big box with lots of little boxes, and that's where we get our mail. Right now, I'm considered rural, even though I'm on a base, and there's lots of houses here. I walk around the corner, and I walk, like, I don't know, a block and a half, and all of my mail is in one of these little boxes. When I lived in Nova Scotia, I actually had to go to the post office, and it was in a box at the post office, which, again, was only like 6 blocks from my house. But we don't have mail directly to the houses if you're in a rural area.
See, we have boxes like that, too. We call them cluster boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, the only places that have those are businesses, trailer park courts, and apartments. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has a mailbox. And honestly, I would much rather have straight up mailboxes than cluster boxes. Cluster boxes are a pain in the butt.
Are they?
Yes, because the way you get into a rhythm, basically, the way if you don't have a right-hand drive car, you have to you have to straddle, which is a technique where basically you sit in the middle and you drive using your left foot and your left hand, and you're dishing mail out through the right window.
Oh, that makes me feel secure.
And if you knew how fast we drive when we do this,
yeah,
it would make you feel even better. But and a cluster box means I got to get out. I have to get all the mail that is attributed for those boxes and issue it that way, to include box fillers is what we call them. You know, sales papers, advertisements for like Little Caesars and coupons from KFC or whatever. Like we have to have those and all that and take it to the box. What really sucks about cluster boxes is if we get packages. Mm-hmm. Because I have one apartment complex, they have a cluster box, but they're more like, I shouldn't call them apartments, they're townhouses, and they have a cluster box, but they don't have, it's an older cluster box, so newer cluster boxes have one or two big compartments on the bottom for people's packages, and what you do is you unlock it with your mail key. There's another key that, once you unlock it, it comes out of the actual lock for that, and you put that in the mailbox with their regular mail so they can go down there and grab their packages. Well, this cluster box doesn't have it. So when I get out and I deliver their mail, I actually have to go and walk to their townhouse and put their packages on the porch and whatnot. So it actually takes me a lot longer to do cluster boxes than it does to just drive down and dish out mail.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the hardest, the hardest thing is recognizing the pattern, because when you first do it, you're like, this doesn't go in any sort of order. Like, the only sort of recognition you have to some sort of semblance of order is that your odds are on the right-hand side of the street, and your evens are on the left. That's it. Like, that's all you got.
So, like, can't you just drive on the wrong side of the road? Isn't that safer than driving in the middle of the car? I'm still stuck on this driving in the middle of the car thing.
Next Balticon, because I deliver out of my truck. Next Balticon, I'll show you. It's actually, now that I'm used to it, it's not that big of a deal. In fact, it feels awkward to drive sitting in the left side of my car like I would normally.
You have been forever changed by the post office.
I have. It's really crippling because I don't like driving anymore. I used to love to drive. I used to drive to my hometown, which is like 2.5 hours away, like once a month. And now I'm just like, every time I look at my truck, I'm like, when I get inside you, it's like work. Like,
that's what they say. Never make your hobby your job, because then you don't want to do it anymore. I mean, so many times I think, oh yeah, I could totally do something where I deliver stuff, whatever. And I'm like, no, then I'm in the car all the time and I'm going to hate it. And I need to enjoy driving, or I'm never going to want to drive to New York.
Yeah, man. Like, it's rough. Like, and Jen does it too. Jen does it as well. And, so whenever we just went and saw Paper Towns, like I was talking to you through messages about it, and we basically debated for like 10 minutes, like which one of us was going to drive and like which car. Cause like she's got a newer, she's got a Ford Taurus SHO now for delivering the mail in, and it's a lot lower than mine and it's better on gas. But I'm just like, man, I don't want to have to step up out of that thing. And then she's like, I don't want to have to step into his and climb up inside. So it's we're both just like, all right, who drove last time? And I'm like, are you tired? Do you have to work in the morning? And she's like, no, I don't have to work in the morning. I'm like, okay, well then I can take a nap this time on the way to the movie theater and I don't have to drive. Like it's like when I got out of the army as a cook and people were like, oh man, are you going to go start your restaurant? Are you going to go work in a restaurant? No, I cooked for 700 ornery, ungrateful people on a daily basis. Why would I continue that?
So you don't want to deliver letters for fun anymore, huh?
No, but I will tell you, this. I get reinvigorated every 2 weeks when I get my paycheck, because holy cow, is it pretty darn good pay.
Well, what is it that they always say? They're like, there's like that line about the post office and employment. Is it there's always work at the post office, or you'll always want to work at the post office, or something like that? I forget what it is.
It you know, honestly, it's probably don't shoot up your coworkers, because people ask me how'd you get this job, and I'm like, man, it was a lot of interviewing and online interviewing and testing. And when I went to take the test, I kid you not, I swear my hand before the Almighty, that the first question on there was, are you good at calming down coworkers? I almost stopped taking the test right there. Like, I almost got up. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, that is not a question that should be on a postal exam. Like, that is a bad omen.
Well, they have it there for a reason.
Oh, I'm sure.
When I was a kid, I always thought being a letter carrier would be the most awesome job, because you got to be outside all day. You got to walk. And I thought that my letter carrier, Eric, was the coolest guy ever. And I used to, he'd come. And he'd drop off the mail, and I'd go walk with him until we went to the end of the street, and then I'd come back. And to Little Nutty, I mean, that was the coolest job ever. And even now, it's like, oh, that seems like a really neat idea. But listening to you, I know what would happen. It's like, you go in thinking you're going to be walking all day, and then it's, no, you're going to be in your car driving uncomfortably.
Now, I will say city carriers, like actual... like, because, you know, I'm a rural carrier. City carriers actually do get to go. They do walk. Now, yeah. The problem with that is they have to carry about a 50-pound bag on their shoulder. That the actual city carrier bag, it's huge.
Oh, I know.
Like,
what, they don't they have the little wheelie thing with the double bags, though?
If they can, like if they have a really heavy day, they can. But a lot of time, I grasp how rural carriers handle mail, but city carriers, because they work by the hour, and every day they come in and they see their mail, and it's set up in trays of certain lengths and depths, and they basically go through it, and they reevaluate it from what they've been given. And then they go to the postmaster and say, hey, I checked this out. I've got 2 extra feet of mail, because we have these like 2-foot-long little trays, and we've got these like 1.5-foot-long deep like tubs. And they adjust their mail count by feet. So they'll be like, hey man, I got 2 extra feet of mail, so I'm gonna need 2 extra hours. and they basically negotiate how they want, how many hours it's going to take them that day to do their mail.
I see.
It's so weird. And again, they get paid by the hour. So it's like they just basically, that's why city carriers kind of seem so chill, because they can basically take as much time as they want. Like, as long as they're back before the outgoing mail gets taken, they're golden. I will say this, though. Carrying the mail has a very good satisfaction, because I never noticed this, but people, like, neighborhoods really like their mailman.
Yeah.
Like, they really, really do. And, like,
if they're nice.
Yeah. It's a funny story.
If they actually ring the doorbell when you've got a sign for a package, I have had, and I only had this once, and it wasn't the mail guy, it was the DSL guy, but my sister has it where her mail carrier will never ring the doorbell. He'll walk up and put a notice in the thing, in the mailbox, saying, you need to sign for this package, you can go pick it up at the post office, and it's already filled out. He doesn't knock, he doesn't do anything, he just drops it in, and she can watch him come up, walk away, she'll walk out to get the mail, and she's like, hello, I'm right here, what are you doing?
Once we finish this up, I have to tell you something, but I can't tell it on here. I
can't. No secrets. But we're at 15 minutes already. I mean, actually, we're at 17 minutes now. We've been jabbing on about the post office. We didn't even get to the good stuff, man. We'll have to get you back.
Of course, absolutely, because the Horror Fest is coming up in October. I've also got, I actually read a manga today that gave me pause, and that takes a lot to actually make me go whoa.
And in my head I pictured you with pause, p-a-w-s. It gave you again, pause.
Hey, I actually have another story to tell you about that, because I'm actually heading to a convention this month.
Oh my god, you're dressing as a furry.
No, but I will be incorporating that into the new cover image for the Halloween Horror Fest. It'll be a, because my nickname is Big Bear, so it'll be a chibi anime version of me with a little bear fursuit on with a Jason mask.
Creepy. And not on creepy. That note, you've been listening to Nutty Bites. And thank you, Jason, for coming on. And while everyone else is out there sweating it out in the August sun, you can think of Jason driving in the middle of his truck delivering mail and go, oh, thank God that's not me.
At a reckless speed.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Are you a geek? Do you like comic books? Love technology? Into computers? Or maybe science fiction? Then the Radical Geek video podcast is for you. I'm your host, Bill Horsecutter, and I will show you both the fanish and technical sides of geekdom. So check it out at www.radicalgeek.me.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.